literally the next day, my cousin, who was saved by Raoul Wallenberg himself, gave us these documents, the Schutzpasses. They gave us three Schutzpasses, one for my mother, one for my father, and one for me. And we managed to get that Schutzpass, and I don't know the details of it, but somehow we managed to get him one of those Schutzpasses, and it had an address on it, that this building at a given address was like an extension of the Swedish embassy, and we should go, and that's the place we should go to. And we did that. And Raoul Wallenberg and this farmer, you know, they exposed their lives every day to save Jews. That's why the story that I'm telling you, and I started telling you that the reason I can talk about it and tell people without crying, I get emotional, but without crying and so on, I tell this story of rescue because it has so much significance to me, you know, as to why people did these things without questioning. And it would have been so easy to find one excuse why not to do it, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know if a single issue or a person, not that I know that many, that did it for financial reward or anything more than just their morality and that they saw injustice. And it's such an amazing thing to me.